Good morning, beautiful soul sisters, soul brothers, living beings, part of our global soul family. Good morning. My name is Leonardo Secundo and I take you with me, so you feel well with them, on my journey of life, on my journey of dreamings. It's not only a journey outside in Thailand, Sevilla and Spain, Porto and Portugal and Athens and Greece and Madeira. It's also a travel of looking inside, how I feel, of happiness, thankfulness, loneliness, you know, the whole world of a human being. And I share with you this look because I think we can get inspired to see and feel more than is normally. And yes, I won't go to a place of silence, but I'm surrounded of humans. But anyway, I like it more in a romantic way, but I see a lot of humans coming to me to speak in the typical things, and definitely they will say in a couple of seconds, hey and hello. But anyway, it's a podcast, you know, and a podcast is reality. So yes, I believe, you know, the world is a beautiful thing, and yes, I would say we are beautiful beings. And so long we keep in mind that we are wonderful, beautiful and unique, that we realize that we are a treasure, a pearl, an amber, a diamond, for a lot of people they're waiting in the future of us. So yes, and sometimes we need a place outdoor, a place in silence, that we can listen our voice. They tell us the stories we are waiting for. I think the most powerful voice is our stomach, is our intuition, our dreams. So if you listen more careful, what is hidden behind our dreams, maybe our higher task, it get more and more powerful, because in this moment we are aware what we really need. In the moment we get aware for what we are created on this planet. In this moment we get more stable, more consciously, more aware, and definitely more powerful, because if we love ourselves and we trust our intuition, combined of course with our thoughts and logical thinking, it's a powerful tool together, then we can create things we never could create, only be creative, chaotic and intuitive, and we could never create only logical thinking and planning and cutting our whole life in a timetable. We need both, and the organic genetic computer or library, our intuition, combined with our traditional, cultivated, teached computer in our brain. Wow, both are amazing, powerful, and can let us very successful in every field of our life, I would say. So I'm here. It's called Pi Canyon. I would say a great word for a couple of fields. But you know, the most important fact is that I'm more or less almost lonely, willing lonely. I'm looking over the hills, the forest of Thailand in the north. Pai is in the very extremely part in the north, and the blue sky and the small raining and the wind and the leaves. Maybe you can feel the atmosphere. It's incredible, amazing. I came with the bike. It was a challenge, I tell you, because it's a lot of mountains, 6 kilometers, but a lot of hills. But I like it. And you would be smiling if you would see me. In the one hand, don't tell anybody, umbrella, protect me against the sun. And in the other hand, the bike. But I was very careful, very slowly, and very aware, because I know it's... Maybe if I would have a third hand, I would make a podcast on the bicycle. I have done this in the time of Costa Rica last year, February, March, but anyway. And so I sit here, surrounded of my blue scarf, yellow short, green t-shirt, and under them is a light blue sky shirt, and my happy colorful socks, my not anymore so beautiful walking shoes, my cork base cap, and a big smile in my heart and in my face. And with my nude feet, I grab and contact Mother Earth. And with my ears and my soul and my eyes, I touch the sky and the cloudies. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for this moment of life. Because as a smiling, partly Jesus, Buddha philosopher, I think the most protected place in our life is the now, it's the present. There's no influence of the past and of the future. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste means I see the light in you, and let's travel further in time and space, dreams and beauty, inside and outside. Leonardo Secondo. That's a really good question.